Support for LAist comes from Apple TV Plus, presenting Monarch, Legacy of Monsters, starring Kurt Russell, Wyatt Russell, Anna Sawai, and Godzilla. Two siblings follow in their father's footsteps to uncover his involvement with Monarch, a secretive organization connected to Godzilla. TV Line says this series is incredible, and Empire roars that it's epic. Following this podcast, you can hear remarks by father and son acting duo Kurt Russell and Wyatt Russell and executive producer Chris Black. More on Monarch Legacy of Monsters at fyc.appletvplus.com.
I'm Austin Cross. Join me for LAist's new live event series with the James Beard Foundation. We Are Where We Eat will go behind the scenes of LA restaurants. The kickoff event is May 22nd. Tickets at LAist.com/events.
LAist Studios.
Hi, I'm Megan Botel, producer on the LAist Studios show How to LA. For the past few weeks, I've been working on a special series exploring how people are dealing with feelings of loneliness. According to the Surgeon General, we're dealing with an epidemic of isolation, and people in Los Angeles may be lonelier than most. Through this series, I've been exploring the depths of those feelings for people in all walks of life, and also digging into how folks are easing these feelings by creating connections and all sorts of communities around this city. In this next episode, we're going to talk about finding community through music. Take a listen.
What's up, everybody? How's everybody feeling tonight? Are we good? Yeah, I love it. Great energy tonight. I love this.
I'm Brian De Los Santos, and this is How to LA, the podcast that helps you connect with the city and its people. Today, we're picking up with our series exploring loneliness and how to not be lonely in LA.
Welcome to Writers Round Los Angeles. We are a weekly showcase. We're here every single Wednesday.
If you missed last week's episode, producer Megan Motel and I went speed dating. We explored the impact of romantic connections on our lives, dating in LA, and talked about some tangible ways Angelenos can go out there and try to make a connection and maybe learn about yourself along the way. Go check that out in our podcast feed. In this episode, we're talking about finding community through music.
Not only do we book some of the best singer-songwriters in Los Angeles, there is also an open mic portion, hence the hat that I am holding in my hand right now.
Like so many Angelenos, independent artists in LA can really struggle to find their way and their people.
It really is all about connection. I went to Nashville. Right as I walked in, it was like, hey, how are you? And I was like, yeah, I'm a singer-songwriter from LA. I'm on tour. Oh, cool. Let's co-write. You know, like, that would never happen here.
Producer Megan Motel spent some time with the music collective Writers Round in Silver Lake to explore the power of music communities to create a sense of belonging for artists and beyond.
As many of you know, this is one of the best places to come to make new connections, and everyone's always welcome here, and everyone always has a good time here, so we're happy to do it.
All right, it's about 7 p.m. I'm walking into Ivanhoe, I believe that's how you pronounce it, restaurant in Silver Lake, where there was shockingly a free parking lot.
We're going to kick things off with one hat pull. Some person is going to kick us off with two songs, all right?
It looks like a pretty good group gathering outside under some string lights.
I'm going to close my eyes. Here we go. All right. Dylan Canner in the building.
Sounds like they're just getting started.
Check. Hello.
Okay, so this group, Writers Round, they meet every Wednesday from 7 to 10 at Ivanhoe Restaurant and Bar in Silver Lake. And it's a total blast from the past here. Like, you're walking into a 60s or 70s era singer-songwriter open mic night. where you might see Bob Dylan or Joni Mitchell casually with their guitar on the stage.
What if they are lying?
It's considered LA's first Nashville-style songwriter showcase. We'll get into what that means later, but it's something that's not so typical for LA's music scene.
An allergic reaction on my palm.
So here's how it works. There are these curators who work for Writers Round. They're the people who find and book various musicians for each week's event. They put each artist into what's called a round. Basically, three artists come up to the stage and play their songs one at a time.
Filet mignon, the longer I've gone about it all wrong.
And the idea here is to promote connection between the artists on stage and with the audience, and just to create a more community feel. There's no cover for this place, I know, shocking. Anyone, not just musicians, can come hang, eat, drink, listen to music, or you could potentially play if you want to get involved through the open mic portion of the night. And it's really just a place for musicians and music lovers to come together and feel a little bit less alone. Some of LA's best artists have and do come through this place. But the mission is much broader than even music.
Nobody knows what to do.
It really is all about connection. We don't do this to make money. I've seen so many incredible connections happen.
This is Greg Gilman.
Or Greg in Good Company, as I'm known musically, and I'm the founder and the original host of Writers Round Los Angeles, which I started back in November of 2019. So Writers Round Los Angeles is a Nashville-style singer-songwriter-round showcase and hang, emphasis on the hang. It's a very laid-back, communal atmosphere. The goal was to create a space that is warm, welcoming, and supportive, and also loaded with incredible talent. And it's all centered around these songwriter rounds, which are very popular in Nashville, but very rare out here in LA and the West Coast in general.
The longer I've gone about it all wrong.
Originally called Songwriters in the Round, very popular in the South and kind of songwriter havens. We just put three artists on stage together and they take turns playing three songs each in a round. And the benefit of that in terms of just community, I mean, right off the bat, you're going to get a better connection with artists you didn't know before by simply being on stage with them.
And when it fills up and overflows.
More seasoned artists will often start jamming with each other, they'll start harmonizing with each other. Some really cool impromptu moments happen because of this format, just putting three artists on stage together and say, play your song.
Hooray. My friend, you've won the game that never ends, I called.
So we've all struggled to find community here in LA, and the music scene is no different. The communal energy just isn't here in LA like it is in other music meccas, places in the South, and especially Nashville. Now, I've not been to Nashville specifically, but I have spent a lot of time in New Orleans throughout the years, which has a similar open, inviting, big family feel, where there's incredible music on every block, and everyone's encouraged to participate, whether you're a quasi-musician, but mostly just music lover like me, or you're a pro artist. So Greg started this collective here in LA because this type of community focus has been sorely lacking. And artists here have been feeling the impact of that for years.
Thank you. It's a lonely road to be an independent artist. There's no structured path the way there is if you want to become a psychologist or you want to become a doctor or something, like a nurse. There are steps to go. You know, you want to become a police officer, you go to the academy. You know, if you want to become an artist of any kind, for the most part, there's not really any set path, and you got to find your way. It can get very lonely, depressing, a lot of anxiety, a lot of mental health issues. I think artists are hit the hardest because, along with all the other problems in the world, they're struggling with their own disappointment with where they're at. So it's very crucial if you're an artist of any kind, to really have a sound and stable mental health, I think a huge pillar of that is community, is people around you who understand what you're going through. It's a little less of a lonely road when you have something like this, a weekly event that you can go to. Historically, there are waves through the LA music scene of these kind of scenes and cliques where they kind of come up together. You can't do it alone. And by having a place where you can feel welcome is just a huge, huge thing.
If you throw a straitjacket on me, and all I know is I'm too far down this road.
First, I want to talk more about this lonely road, and perhaps you could share some of your story, being an independent artist, or just being a human and moving to LA, and kind of your journey to finding community.
I moved to LA in 2011. I will say I spent the first few years just kind of bumming around in bars. I didn't feel like I truly belonged in this city. I've been touring around the country independently since 2019. I went to Nashville and I walked in and it was just like such a different vibe than LA. Complete opposite of the LA music scene. Right as I walked in, it was like, hey, how are you? And I was like, yeah, I'm a singer-songwriter from LA. I'm on tour. Oh, cool. Let's co-write. You know, like, that would never happen here. LA music scene, I feel like, historically, in the last few decades, has just been, it's very cliquey, it's very competitive, very ego-driven, I'm the best, you're nothing. So, like, my first show is my record release show in 2016. You know, I sold my 25 tickets, was super stoked, and because the promoter just sat there and got drunk in the bar without doing anything, the show ran an hour and a half late, and it was like a Tuesday night, and half the people that bought tickets to see me left because they had to work the next day, and it was such a horrible experience. I was like, I'm never doing this again. And so, you know, the answer is, how can I do this myself? Well, that's cut out the middleman and go directly to the venue, get more creative with where I do shows, taking that DIY approach, which has really revitalized the LA music scene in the last 5 years, I'd say starting in 2018. You really started to see a lot of cool artist-run shows where you walk in. It was just a different vibe. You know, you could tell that the artists, they all fit.
I'm Kat Hamilton. I am a curator here at Writer's Round. Been a curator here now since 2021, I think. I moved to LA in 2018, and I had been a musician in New York and Boston and London and Philly, and I was like, it's gonna be fine. I'm gonna move to LA and everything will be grand. And I just had a really hard time finding real friendship, community, opportunities to play. I just kind of felt like everybody was thinking about what they're doing. And I just lived in Philly, which is very community-oriented, so that was a tough adjustment. After like a year here, I was like, maybe I should move somewhere else. Maybe this isn't going to work out for me. Felt like I wasn't really making friends. I was making people who would text me about their shows and want me to come and buy their tickets. And that's really different than making a friend.
Preston Perry. Singer-songwriter. I don't have a ton of friends that do music, and I didn't prior to this. I guess this cures a lot of loneliness because we're all trying to do something that feels impossible, and you see all these people actually doing it, and you're like, well, maybe I can do it, and you just build a community. People that live and breathe and die music, they're all right here, and you have that same connection to something that's unexplainable. That's how I would address how this cures or at least sates loneliness.
Caroline Haywood, June Bloom producer, aspiring singer-songwriter, maybe one day. Something that's particularly special about this group and community is like, it feels welcoming and warm and like a big cozy hug, even if you aren't a musician. Just being around other people who are constantly creating things is really affirming and inspiring. It is easily 80% of my community here.
Thanks for your patience.
We'll get more into that after the break.
Start your Saturday with something that will grow your kiddos' brains and get their creative juices flowing. Join us at LAS for a morning of multilingual story times, interactive performances, art making, and lots of kid fun. Bring the whole fam and join us for a super fun Saturday at LAS in Pasadena on June 1st. Tickets at las.com/events. See you there.
I'm LAS food editor Gab Chabran.
So we are going to do the chicken katsu donburi.
A taco is not just a taco. A pizza is not just a pizza. And noodles aren't just noodles.
We focus on all natural ingredients, okay? Everything is by hand.
I explore how food connects us to the social fabric of Southern California.
Vietnamese sandwich shop here on the corner of Board and North Broadway in Chinatown.
And tells the region's story.
LAS, independent journalism, fact-based journalism.
You're listening to How to LA. I'm Brian De Los Santos.
And I'm producer Megan Botel, talking with folks at Writers Round, a music collective in Los Angeles. It's part of a series I'm doing on loneliness and how people are working through these feelings by creating community with like-minded people.
All right, everyone. How are we feeling? Everybody good? Y'all ready for this feature round? I'm really excited about this feature round. Over here, we have Leah Ashton. Make some noise.
I just want to say, you know, how awesome this community is and how I'm just really happy to be a part of it, happy to be a part of this evening. You know, I sing little kitschy songs about how crazy LA is, but it's evenings like this and people like this that make it not such a big, scary place and make it, you know, a smaller place, really. It gets smaller by the day, and the more familiar faces that you can see at places like this, it's just really special. And so this song is called Late Bloomer.
I'm a late bloomer like daisies in July. I'll show up, but never on time.
So loneliness is something we all feel, and it's a normal condition of being human. We've covered that in past episodes of this series. But for so many reasons we've talked about, Angelenos do and may feel it more than most. So places like this really show a different side to this city. Being here and talking to musicians and audience members, it's clear how impactful this community is, not just for their lives as musicians, but for their entire sense of who they are and how they fit into this city.
It's definitely giving Laurel Canyon. It definitely jumps in from the Laurel Canyon tradition of rock, folk, mess, house, of really talented creatives who are trying to kind of figure out what their way is and what they want to do next, but also definitely a 21st century spin on it, where it does feel like a throwback, but also social media. Much more inclusive, much more diverse, much more accepting of all sorts of different types of voices, and all of a sudden you have a community that is powerful and that does make a difference and that affects other people's lives.
There's rarely loneliness in the South. Like, everyone's just all up in your business. Or, like, your community will just sort of, like, coalesce around you regardless of where you are. Everyone here in LA is doing their own thing. And so, like, if you aren't intentional about finding those people and making sure that your values are aligned and your interests are aligned and all of those things, then, like, they're not paying attention to you. And so it just takes a little more work here. But when you find them, it's a whole different sunny place.
Moving to LA, it is fast-paced compared to North Carolina. So I can see the loneliness out here is everyone has a dream. Everyone came here for something probably. So whether you're an actor, or musical theater, or a musician, or anything, everyone's kind of following their dream. And so you do start to feel alone until you connect with other people that were that are doing the same thing. And that's why Writer's Room was so important for me. I've done a ton of open mics, played gigs all by myself, and the people I met here through Greg and everyone, it's just incredible. LA can be lonely, but yes, go find your people. They're out there.
I don't have to write a song, you do it for me. And I don't have to tell you how I feel, compare the hurting.
If you could describe loneliness, how has that felt? How would you describe that?
I think it felt like closed doors.
This is Kat Hamilton again.
You know, that like every door I knocked on was closed, or that I didn't have the password. That's kind of how it felt. And so like, I wasn't lonely in the sense that no one was around me, but it felt like everyone around me had a key I didn't. Like, if I don't get the opportunity, the person next to me will. And so I'm not going to share anything, which is literally the enemy of community. If you don't share space because you think that there's not enough room for all, like, you'll never have community. I've learned to unlearn that in myself. Like, because if you don't ask for it, you're never going to get it. And Writer's Round really kind of kept me in LA long enough to see all the ways LA can be a community. I started going every week as a regular and playing in the open mic. Then I got booked in the round. And so now when I'm in a curator role, I look for those isolated people. I look for the lonely people at this night, at the other nights that I attend. Like, I look for them, find them, and I meet them. Because the only difference between me and them is that, like, I've been here for longer, or I found the right places to be a part of community.
I'm walking through this over-talked-about world. Wondering why I'm so afraid of other people.
I think that LA is in a renaissance right now, and I've talked to a lot of other curators. We're all kind of in the same place, which is that LA is having a renaissance with community right now. And it wasn't always this way. And it's largely to do with nights like this, nights like Writer's Round, where it has a mix of friendship, networking, like a showcase element, but also some openness, whether it's an open mic or opportunities. You know, it has the right balance of everything, and there's a lot of events like that right now. And it's really bringing people together, and ultimately, like, everyone wants community. It's whether they ask for that or not, you know, or whether they think they can. And LA is so, like, big and spread out, and it can be isolating, and you have to ask for community. And you have to go find it, unlike other cities where it's smaller and it can kind of come to you. And that can really make people feel alone.
Life is a game.
Writer's Round brought me friends, a place to be. I've showed up here crying like more times than I can count, you know, and that's a special thing to go to an industry night. And instead of showing up like all made up with all my bravado, I'm showing up the opposite. I'm coming in my sweatpants and I'm crying, and that's okay too. Like, that's a powerful thing. I think that Writer's Round really gave me a place to show up, be myself, regardless of what's happening in my life. And kind of like feel up of like love and community and support, so that I can go into the other spaces that maybe I don't feel that, and have that little bit of like I'm just built up more, you know? And now I get to help people, which makes me really happy. I love helping artists, you know? I like giving back. There's some amazing nights, Oasis House Show, Friday at the Fox Dens, Wonder and Awe Productions does their porch sessions, all of these community-based nights that marry your aspirations with your career, with making space for all and, like, real friendship. So many of these people here that I've met from just, like, even before I was curating and just coming every week are, like, some of my best friends in real life. Like, it's carried over. which just shows how much people want that.
Now more than ever, just on a global national scale, the music industry, all the tools are in the palm of our hand. In my iPhone, if you can make a perfectly good recording on your iPhone if you want to. And so, what's the one thing you really need? Connections, people.
This is Greg Gilman again.
Allegedly, we're more connected than ever because of social media. I don't think that's the case. I think loneliness and depression is skyrocketing as a result of it. You can go out and meet people at places like this, and that is what's really going to take your career to the next level. You can't do it alone, and so you have to know people. I think it just comes down to creating a warm, welcoming vibe that gives people opportunity for upward mobility and also just always is a great show. I would just say to anyone who feels lonely in Los Angeles, the reason you feel lonely is because you haven't found your people yet. And what I think is so wonderful about Los Angeles in particular is that it's so big and so vast. There's so many pockets, there's so many different communities, there's so many different things happening here that whatever you're into, your people are here. Whether that's Dungeons and Dragons, being a singer-songwriter, or a book club. But it's a matter of finding your people, and I think a lot of people kind of just get stuck instead of actually going, what am I here for? Where are those people? And you can find them. Once you find your people, you will feel like you belong here and you will not feel like it's this lonely hellhole. You know, the sun will be shining.
That was Greg Gilman, head of the band Greg in Good Company and founder of this group, Writers Round. In this episode, you heard live music from Writers Round by Leah Ashton, Erica Dawson, and Dylan Canner, who played the open mic. Other music you heard was instrumental versions of songs from Greg in Good Company. If you want to check any of these artists out, we'll link to them in the show notes.
That is it from us today, folks. Thanks to our guests for sharing their stories with us, and hopefully you're inspired to connect with others in this city. This episode was produced by Megan Botel. You can check out more info about Writers Round in the show notes. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh episode of How to LA. Show us some love and write to me or the team at howtoLA@scpr.org. Alrighty, y'all. Hasta mañana. Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live.
Support for LAist comes from Apple TV+. Presenting Monarch, Legacy of Monsters, starring Kurt Russell, Wyatt Russell, Anna Sawai, and Godzilla. Father and son acting duo Kurt Russell and Wyatt Russell play older and younger versions of Lee Shaw, the founder of Monarch, a secretive organization connected to Godzilla. As actors and team players, Kurt and Wyatt have a lot in common.
We've had a similar life. His game was hockey, mine was baseball. One point in our lives, it was how we were going to make our living. To apply that to our business, I don't know how to look at life other than as a win-lose ball game. I think we're the type of people that we want to be impact players. And you want to help your club win every time you go out there. Whether that club's a movie set, a story you're telling, on the ice, on the baseball field.
I think we realize that we are much more alike than we are different.
Here's executive producer Chris Black.
I think it should be about this family. I think it should be about secrets. It should be about a pair of siblings discovering each other and discovering that their father could not be trusted and was not the man he said he was. That's what brings them together and sends them on a quest, if you will, to find out the truth about the family and their father. And it's that journey that takes you into the world of the monsters.
For Kurt and Wyatt Russell, being so close helped them sort out how to both play the same character.
We work together quite a bit. We work together well.
What's been your most favorite part of the show?
When I was working with you on trying to figure Lee Shaw out, yeah. You know, and then taking it to the guys and saying, what do you think? Who is this guy? Where is he going to go? Where did he come from? And doing that doing that with you, I've actually never done that really with much with another actor, but I've never played the same role. So that was fun.
TV Line says Monarch, Legacy of Monsters is incredible, and Empire roars that it's epic. More on Monarch, Legacy of Monsters at fyc.appletvplus.com.